Are you tired of feeling like you're constantly fighting fires instead of leading? What if I told you that there are three proven systems that can transform chaos into consistent success, both at work and at home? In this final episode of our Finish Strong miniseries, we're going to talk about the three types of systems that every leader needs to put success on repeat. Whether you're an engineering leader juggling multiple priorities, a business owner balancing growth with family time, or someone striving for excellence in all areas of life, these systems will help you finish this year strong and build momentum for the year ahead. Hi, I'm Dr. James Bryant, and you're listening to the Engineer Your Success Podcast. As an engineering leader, you know firsthand that achieving work-life balance can be hard. Many business owners struggle with the balance between their personal lives and their work. This leads to stress and a feeling of regret. But that's not the case for the listeners of the Engineer Your Success podcast with Dr. James Bryant. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. Tune in. Let's engineer your success today. Welcome to the Engineer Your Success podcast. I'm your host, Dr. James Bryant. Today, we're wrapping up our Finish Strong miniseries. Before we dive into today's content, let me quickly catch you up on our journey through this series. Each episode has built on the previous ones, creating a comprehensive framework for your year in review, providing the tools that you need to finish the year strong. In our first episode, which was episode 168, we introduced three fundamental steps essential for finishing the year strong: review, prioritize, systematize. This episode provided concrete action steps, including scheduling dedicated time, gathering the materials that you will need, starting a Finish Strong journal, and identifying accountability partners. In episode 169, we focused on celebrating wins and conducting effective year reviews. This episode detailed how to conduct a success autopsy to understand what worked well and emphasized the importance of celebrating small wins. In episode 170, we explored how to use failure as a tool for growth. We introduced a concept called the failure resume. We outlined six key components for analyzing setbacks, documenting what happened, using the five whys analysis, capturing key learnings, developing future action plans, establishing success metrics, and identifying areas where you may need support. In episode 171, we tackled strategic prioritization by introducing the impact versus effort matrix. And that episode provided a framework for making strategic decisions under time pressure. We also addressed some common year-end prioritization mistakes and introduced a four-step daily approach for managing your priorities. In our most recent episode, in was 172, we focused on time blocking strategies to help you win at work and at home. And we introduced four key steps for relationship-centered time blocking, starting with one relationship-focused time block weekly, communicating intentions clearly, maintaining consistency even when others don't engage, and building margin in your schedule for spontaneity. So today we are going to focus on building systems that can help you sustain success. Before we go any further into today's topic, I do want to share some updates about the podcast and me practicing what I preach. One of the themes that we consistently discuss is the importance of taking intentional time off for yourself and for your family. I just want to let you know that I'm going to be taking most of December off to recharge, spend some quality time with myself and with my family. During this period, we're going to feature some selected reruns of some of our most impactful episodes. I'm also considering doing some short inspirational messages that I'll be recording in the coming weeks. Looking ahead to 2025, we're making some strategic shifts to better serve our community. Shift number one is we're going to increase guest features. We're expanding our format to showcase more engineering leaders and their stories. If you are an engineering leader with insights on winning at work and at home, or if you believe that your career arc or story will resonate with our community, I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to us through the website engineeryoursuccessnow.com or use the link in the show notes and submit a form to be considered for one of these interviews. The second strategic shift is market research insights. For those of you who I've recently connected with on LinkedIn, you might be part of our ongoing market research initiative where we're actively engaging with engineers and engineering leaders to better understand their strategies for success, both at work and at home. The responses have been fascinating and invaluable. If you've participated in these conversations, I want to thank you. Your insights are going to help shape the future of the content that we develop and will be featured in an upcoming report or in blog series that we're going to post on our website in 2025. So as we kick off 2025, the next time I'll come back with a live episode will be early in January, where we're going to be outlining our vision for next year and then introduce the interview series. The evolution of the podcast reflects our commitment to continuing to bring value. I think I've talked about this before, that as we've been going through these exercises and as I've been evolving over the past year, one of the values that have emerged for me is the value of providing value in every interaction that I have. So the things that we're doing, shifting to focusing on guests, pulling these insights from market research, it is all in an effort to continue to provide value to our community. I want to thank you for being part of this journey. I'm excited about these changes, and I'm looking forward to serving you in more impactful ways in 2025. Now, let's focus on today's topic. Over the years of working with engineering leaders and through my own experience, particularly transitioning from the engineering field into entrepreneurship, I've seen a pattern that I think will resonate with many of you. So you know those moments when you realize that despite all of your technical expertise, your own life feels like it's running in a continuous firefighting mode, emergency here, emergency there. So let me paint a picture for you that may combine some of the common challenges that I've observed. Your calendar becomes a maze of overlapping meetings. Important emails tend to slip through the crack. You can't find the email. You're trying to search, but your inbox is jam-packed. Your year-end projects begin to fall behind schedule. Your stress levels keep climbing. Then comes that moment, maybe it's missing your child's concert or another canceled dinner with your spouse, or that training, the learning that you've postponed for the third time now, when you get to the point where you realize something needs to change. I've heard variations of this reflection from several engineers. They'll say things like, I design systems to solve problems every day. Why can't I seem to design a system to help me manage my own life? The warning signs are often the same. Feeling reactive rather than proactive, making decisions under pressure without sufficient analysis, missing deadlines despite working longer and longer hours. Your personal commitments are being sacrificed for these quote unquote work emergencies. When I first started my coaching practice while managing my other responsibilities, I quickly realized that without proper systems in place to support the company and the life I wanted, the systems that could support the organization that I'm building. Listen, I realized that if I didn't start putting those systems in place, that I was going to be headed into trouble. I needed to apply the same engineering mindset for my technical work to my life and to my business. The transformation comes when we start systematizing our approach to both work and life. So this means creating standard protocols for evaluating new requests and opportunities, delegating tasks effectively, blocking time for strategic work, protecting your family commitments as non-negotiables, and regular review and adjustment of these systems that we're going to talk about. And so here's what I've learned, though, is that the need to implement these systems is not a sign of failure. It's a recognition that success, both at work and at home, requires an intentional approach. These challenges might sound familiar to you. Here's the good news. As engineers or technical leaders, we already have the mindset needed to solve these problems. We just need to apply systems thinking to our whole life, not just the technical problems. So how do we systematically address these challenges? In serving our clients, I've identified three essential types of systems that transform chaos into consistent success. Type of system number one, review systems. This solves the reactive instead of proactive problem. Like a well-designed feedback loop, these systems help you track progress on strategic goals, identify issues before they become emergencies, learn from both successes and setbacks, and make data-driven adjustments to your approach. The next type of system we talk about are decision-making systems. These address the decisions under pressure challenge. Just as we use engineering criteria to evaluate design options, these systems will help you evaluate new requests and opportunities objectively because you already have what your requirements are going to be. They also help you make consistent choices that are aligned with your priorities, what really matters most to you. These systems help you protect both work and your family commitments. You'll also learn how to delegate effectively and appropriately. The last type of system is the execution system. This tackles missed deadlines and conflicting directions. Think of this as your implementation protocol, ensuring strategic time blocking for important work. You're looking for clear communication protocols and expectations. You're regularly monitoring your progress where you would make those course corrections when needed. So when these systems work together, you're going to move from being a fighter fire to a strategic leader. You're going to move from chaos to clarity, from conflict between work and home to harmony, because you're going to be doing that integration. One of the things that this really helps with is when we say to ourselves, I know what to do, but I struggle with consistency. So you know what you want to do, but you're struggling with consistency. I think that's where systems really come into play and help, because they remove your reliance on willpower and motivation, and you begin to create reliable processes that support your whole life, not just work, not just home, but your complete success. And so you may be familiar with the concept of building habits and habit stacking. But essentially, what you're doing is you're putting a system in place where you're no longer relying on knee-jerk reactions, but this is just what you do. Here's the situation. Now I do this. These are the kinds of systems that we're talking about. But before we get into any more specifics of those systems, I do have an important note. I'm going to share what I would call a menu of options. I want you to think of this as a buffet, not a mandatory meal plan. The goal is not to implement everything we talk about at once. That would be overwhelming and I think counterproductive, because you get into the state of saying, wow, this is a lot of information. James, you're talking about a lot of different systems. Listen, this is not for you to implement everything at once. That's not what we're talking about. What I'm trying to do is provide you a list of options so that you can start with your minimum viable product. You select it, test it, gather feedback, and then iterate. That same approach will work for the system we're talking about. Start with one system that addresses your most pressing need. Use it, perfect it, expand it, and then build on that for something else. Your first implementation doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to be functional enough to test and improve upon. I do want to talk about what these specific systems are. One review system is a weekly reflection, which could be 15 minutes every Sunday evening. What worked well this week in all areas? What do we need to adjust? What's coming up that needs attention? Maybe on a monthly basis, you are doing a progress check-in. Quarterly, you're doing a deep dive into a particular area. Annually, you're doing your year in review and building in celebration triggers for meaningful progress throughout the year. When you look at decision-making systems, maybe you're looking at doing impact versus effort matrix for opportunities that come up. Or you have a clear criteria for a yes and no to the projects you take on. Maybe you're looking at how you can manage your energy levels. your energy management protocols. Maybe you develop a values-based decision framework to help you make those decisions. For number three, execution systems, that's strategic time blocks, clear communication protocols, progress tracking, regular feedback loops, and course correction triggers. So if this happens from an execution standpoint, we're going to do this. It's like building a risk management plan where you're looking at what's happening and allowing that to help govern your decisions. When you're thinking about putting these kinds of systems into practice, I would say start small. Choose one keystone habit, test and refine, document your results. Many times we'll test and refine, but we don't document our results. And that creates an information vacuum where we don't realize the systems we've been implementing and how those things have contributed to our success. When you're able to document, you don't have to write a 5-page document or dissertation. It could be just a few lines that you're jotting down as you're going through this process where you can see, here are the steps that I took and here's the contribution they made to your success. I would also say that you want to build accountability, create some regular checkpoints, define what success looks like, and then share your commitment with those key stakeholders. Key stakeholders could be your family, manager, coworkers, coach. It could be whomever you're using to help keep you accountable. So you want to build in flexibility into your systems, into your schedules with backup plans. And so you pick something, put it into practice, you document the results, you build in some maintenance checks, you look at, is it working for you? If it is not working for you, then you make changes. Remember, the goal isn't perfection, it's progress. These systems should feel like a support structure, not a straitjacket. I believe that these systems create freedom through constraints because you're limiting what you're providing your energy for. You're limiting what you are doing and what you're focusing on. And by doing that, you're able to accelerate your success. So when this is done, these systems will give you the mental space to be fully present wherever you are, knowing that nothing important is slipping through the cracks. This systematic approach turns sporadic success into consistent achievement, allowing you to truly win at work and at home without feeling like you're constantly juggling separate lives. So listen, moving forward, as we close out this mini series, remember that finishing strong isn't just about ending the year well. It's about building momentum for the year ahead. Consider these questions. What patterns have you identified that you want to continue or change? How can you leverage wins to create momentum? What systems will you put in place to support your goals in 2025? So here's some next steps for you. If you haven't done so already, you can download the Finish Strong resource package at www.engineeryoursuccessnow.com/finishstrong. You can schedule your weekly review blocks. So you have time. You have the next month where you can begin to schedule some time blocks so that you can do your in-year review if you haven't started it or done it already. Also, share your journey. Connect with me on LinkedIn or send me an email at james@engineeryoursuccessnow.com to let me know how things are going with your year in review. If you are finding it hard to kickstart this process, then get in contact with me because that outside perspective may help to accelerate your progress. I want to thank you for joining me on this journey to finishing strong. Your engagement and feedback have made this series even more meaningful for me. Stay tuned for our upcoming episodes where we're going to be exploring new topics to help you engineer your success. And as always, I'm going to end this podcast like I end every podcast episode. And that's this: many people know what to do, fewer people know how to do it. And there's a select group of people that follow through, do it, and they are living the life of their dreams. It is my desire for you to be part of that select few. This is Dr. James Bryant, your guide to winning at work and at home. And I want you to be great this week. Thanks. Thank you for listening to Engineer Your Success with Dr. James Bryant. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it, and a small fraction of people actually
doeth. I believe that you can have success both in business and in life, and it's my passion to guide you on your path to engineering your success. Thanks.